joining us tonight. And this is not our typical Christmas play. Every other year we do a very large production. So in opposite years, we're doing something a little smaller, I thought. But we will see. But this also was arranged by our very own Sister Betty. She is very gifted, and so I'm excited to see what we have in store tonight. We also wanted to let you know that we have service Sunday morning at 10 a.m. So tomorrow, if you do not have a home church, we would love to have you join us and be part of the Lighthouse family, because here we believe we are all part of the family of God, and we want to worship together, so you're welcome to join us. We also have the very same production tomorrow night at 6 p.m., so if you really like it, feel free to invite someone. You can come back and watch it or just send someone else, and you can see the same thing tomorrow night at 6. And then my last announcement, I wanted to let you know, on New Year's Eve, we have a service here as well. So that starts at 7 p.m. on January 31st. And then after service, we have a time of games and fellowship and food. So that, again, is open to everyone. So if you do not have plans for New Year's Eve, feel free to join us. If you can't stay till midnight, we understand. Stay as long as you'd like to. At this time, we are going to pray over the production, and then we invite you to enjoy our new production. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that you are a good, good God. We're so thankful for you sending your Son, Jesus, to be the Savior of this world. And we just pray tonight that that message will come across loud and clear, that your gift, your Son, is for everyone, and that his birth has transformed our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So enjoy, come and see what God has done.
Amen. my. Shepherds. What are we going to do with them? What do we do without them? Can you imagine what it was like on that Judean hillside that night that the angel came down to announce Christ's birth? Could you imagine the excitement? Could you imagine the terror in everyone, not knowing what was going to happen? What I want you to do is just take a moment, and I want you to pretend that you're reading a letter that one shepherd may have wrote to try to explain that wonderful night of all the joy and everything that was in the air that night with the coming of the Lord. My dearest brother Matthias, as I am writing you this letter, my hands are still shaking. Yes.
One, two. One, two. Okay.
Good.
All right. Let's try this again. As I said, my dearest brother Matthias, as I am writing you this letter, my hands are still shaking. They may never stop. But I must tell you about this incredible experience that happened to me and some of the other shepherds. As usual, we were taking care of our sheep on the hillside east of Bethlehem. I was on the night watch, and the others were sleeping. There was something unusual about the night sky. I can't explain it, really. Like heat reflecting off the desert, and the stars seemed to be jockeying into place, fidgeting and restless in their usual stayed positions. Diamonds danced on the inky backdrop rather than standing still. Even the sheep seemed to notice the heavenly image as if something, everything, was waiting to happen.
Son of God and Son of God.
then, in an instant. It did happen, as if the curtain was pulled back, and I saw what was stirring the stars. Angels. There were angels everywhere. Immediately, the others awoke to the celestial lights and the sound of flapping of thousands of pairs of wings and the resignation of undistinguishable singing. At first, only one angel spoke. "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news and great joy that will be to all people. Today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign unto you. You shall find the baby wrapped in a swaddling clothing and lying in a manger." Then the curtain was drawn back even further. The sky was filled with angels singing, "Glory to God, the highest," they proclaimed, "and on earth, peace to men of whom his favor rests." We were awestruck. Tears streamed down our dusty cheeks. We fell on our knees, marveling at the beauty of the heavens displayed before us. The presence of God Himself had come down to us.
Yahweh Rapha.
The flapping of their wings stirred the air. It blew our tunics and headpieces in all directions. It blew the leaves, the bushes, and even the wool on the sheep. Amazingly, the sheep were calm during this majestic occurrence. It was as if there was nothing unusual happening. Perhaps this was not the first time they had seen angels. Who knows?
Many years ago, in a town called Bethlehem, at a time that was full of unknown dangers, Mary and Joseph arrived on a starry night and set up camp with some cows and sheep in a manger. Mary gave birth that night to a baby boy, Emmanuel, heaven on display. God here in the flesh, Son of righteousness, and he would save the world from our sin one day. Every Christmas day, we can celebrate. Happy, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday, Jesus. Happy, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday, Jesus. Happy, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday, Jesus. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, our Savior, Christ the Lord, Christ the Lord. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, our Savior, Christ the Lord, Christ the Lord. Every Christmas day we can celebrate. Happy, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday, Jesus. Happy, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday, Jesus. Happy, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday, Jesus. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, our Savior, Christ the Lord, Christ the Lord. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, Christ the Lord, Christ the Lord.
Then quietly and slowly the curtain returned and the angels were no more. We began to run in the direction of Bethlehem to see this baby, but we had no idea where to look. Then suddenly I knew. I wasn't sure how I knew, but I just knew. Matthias, the only way I know how to explain it is to think of my relationship to the sheep. When taking them to graze in the field with several other shepherds and their flocks, our sheep get all mixed together. Sometimes five different flocks can be mingled together at one time. But as soon as I call my sheep, they separate from the others and they follow me. They know my voice. That's how it was at night. It was as if a shepherd had called my name and I knew his voice. He called me to follow him, and I did.
Listen while you still can hear. Listen while you still can hear the shepherd's calling. The shepherd's calling. Bow down while your knees still bend. Bow down while your knees still bend. The shepherd's calling. The shepherd's calling.
And where did we go? To a palace? To a stately manor? To a temple? No, we were sent to a stable. But isn't that where a shepherd would call his sheep? To a stable? And what did we see? A burning bush like our ancestor Moses? Writing on the wall like King Belshazzar? A vision like Joseph? No, we saw a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, snuggled in a manger, just like the angel had said. He didn't speak or even cry, but somehow he called our names. He is the Christ, Matthias, the one of which the prophets spoke.
Thank you.
When I saw the babe, his parents told me his name was Jesus. I knew this was the one of whom the prophet spoke. And didn't the prophet Micah say that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem? It all makes sense to me now, yet it is still a mystery. Why did God choose to send the angels to announce the Savior's birth to a bunch of lowly shepherds? I don't know that answer, and I may never know. And I don't know what will become of this baby in a manger, but one thing I do know is this. God has come down to man, and oh, what a wondrous thing God has done.
Behold the author of our salvation. Behold the wonder of grace so free. Behold the blessing of true forgiveness at Calvary. Behold the answer.
I know this story seems unbelievable, but I assure you that everything I have written is the truth. I am still in awe and wonder at what we experienced. That starry night, I was a shepherd, and he then called my name, and I became one of his flock. Do you remember the prophet Isaiah's words? He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers his lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those who have young. And now, my brother, can you hear God calling your name just like he called mine? I pray that you follow him. Shalom, your brother, one of the sheep.
There are a lot of you who are struggling this Christmas because it's not exactly the way you want it to be. But Jesus is calling your name tonight. He wants you to know that it doesn't have to be the way it's always been. That you can start brand new if you heed his voice. We're going to ask you, if you have a need tonight, we want to ask you to come and we're going to pray with you. If you'd like to accept Christ into your life tonight, if you hear him calling you, or maybe you've been away from him, you love him, you've loved him your whole life, but you feel kind of separated from him right now. The shepherd is calling. And you know his voice. As they continue to sing it, I want you to use your faith. I want you to use that Spirit of the Lord that has awakened your heart tonight. And I want you to come and let us pray with you. Come. Pastors, would you come to the altar for me? Any of you other saints who feel like that you want to invite someone up to pray with you? Have a need in your body this evening, if you feel like that you have been struggling with a physical ailment or any other issues in your life that you need the saints to pray with you about, we invite you to come. Seated this evening. Thank you, pastors. If I could have the house lights up. Thank you. We've been really busy around here. And we've had several people who have not felt well. So our numbers are smaller. But didn't they do a great job tonight? So I think we got all the kinks out. So tomorrow night should be wondrous. So we invite you, before you leave tonight, we have punch and cookies. We invite you to fellowship with us and have some refreshments. And we say, God bless you. And remember that Jesus is the reason for the season and that we can worship him even if our lives aren't all that great. Amen. We can lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. So if you would stand with me, if you would. Pastor, if you would come and dismiss us in a word of prayer, if you could.
Father, we're so thankful that you sent your only begotten Son to come here on earth to live as a man, to be the God-man, but to live and become the sacrifice for our sin. And as we have watched this production and reflected on the work that you have done, we give you thanks. We are so grateful for your love towards us. That while we were yet sinners, you sent Jesus to die for us. And then he rose from the grave and came back to life so that we could have a new life in him. Father, I pray that each and every one of us here tonight would know that in an even more intimate way because we've been here and we've been in your presence. Help us, Lord, in this Advent season to celebrate your arrival of your first coming as we look back, but also as we look forward to the arrival of your second coming, God. I pray that you would help us to walk in hope and peace and joy and love. We pray a blessing upon these people who have come this night. We pray a blessing upon this time of fellowship and these snacks that we're going to partake of, Lord. And we just give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you. Gathered round the table, so much to be thankful for.
for it's Christmas. Oh, how I miss this. But through the joy and laughter, you can feel the sadness. 'Cause this Christmas, everyone's not with us.
It's the time of year when happiness and cheer won't be enough to get me.
It sounds like music in my ears. How sweet is rain on earth? Oh, oh, how I love Jesus. I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus.
Nobody loves me like him.
Oh, how I love Jesus.
Just a tiny nowhere town with a tiny no room in. This is where the greatest story ever told begins. Where just a tiny beating heart had all creation leaning in. That night the world forever that changed because of Bethlehem. It's where a star led to a stable, a baby's cry made angels sing, and the search to find a savior led to heaven's humble king. Where the wise men found the answer, the shepherds found the lamb, and I found my Emmanuel because of Bethlehem. Love is born, hope is here, heaven's light has made the darkness disappear. And a promise he's preparing us, a place we'll soon call home. He who came to earth from heaven is coming back again, and our eyes will see eternity.